Hi, this is Dr. Sahil, taking medical report. Patient first name is Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, last name Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, date of birth is 12-10-1958, period examination date is 07-03-2025, period next time chief complaint, colon patient came today. The follow-up after emergency room visit, period next time subject to colon patient said that he was walking with his grandson in the house and was also going fast. After that, patient felt short of breath, pain, and then he has difficulty breathing. Then he told his son to call the paramedics. Correction, he told his son to take him to the emergency room, period. He has in the emergency room. They immediately started him on O2 by mask and started improving. After that, patient received nebulizer treatment in emergency room. And after extensive workup done, he was discharged home with albuterol. Patient had a chest x-ray, did not show any pneumonia. Stayed in the hospital, had a cardiac workup done, and his cardiac stress test was unremarkable. Period. Next line. Now, patient feels better but still have a mild cough and shortness of breath upon minimal exertion or activities of daily living. Period. Patient denied any sputum production, and he had no exposure to any serious illnesses. Period. Next line. Review our system. Couldn't deny. Patient denied. Headache, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity, or snoring. Period. Next line. Patient also stated that he had nasal congestion for the last few days. Here, next line. That's medical history. It's significant for hypertension and is on amlodipine. 10 milligram tablet once a day, period. Losartan 100 milligram once a day. And spironolactone 25 milligram tablet once a day, period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 20 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. See the next slide. This is also on carbidolol 6.25 milligram tablet twice a day, and has also been 50 milligram tablet 3 times a day for hypertension, along with low salt diet. See the next slide. Patient has history of severe back pain, is on tramadol 50 milligram once a day as needed. Good. Next line. Social history patient. Lives with his grandchildren. And he work a handyman. Good. Patient has not smoked in the past 8 to 10 days. Good. Next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination reveals right side nasal congestion without any discharge. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any nephron enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart signs without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear. Bilateral correction. Lungs have minimal excretory bleeding. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Blossoms are active. Period. Next line. Extremities have no capital and no edema or tremor. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Okay, next patient. Surekha, S-U-R-E-K-H-A, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L, date of birth is 1005-1962, period examination date is 07-03-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of high fasting glucose, comma, high TSH on the blood test, comma, constipation, comma, fatigue, and abnormal urine test period. Next line. Subjective colon. Patient says that he had a laboratory test done and the results are reviewed with the patient and she has a high TSS along with constipation. And then she started feeling fatigue. Period. Patient denied any snoring. However, she has gained weight and trying to lose it. Period. Urine analysis showed a few red blood cells. The patient sometimes has burning urination, but there was no frank blood in the urine. Period. Next line patient, the fasting blood glucose is usually running between 180 to 200 milligram per day, and her hemoglobin A1C was high. Period. Next line review. The patient denied the dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity. Here the next line. Paraphernalia. Significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 5,000 units every day. Here the next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine 50 microgram once a day. Here the next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and she is on low sartan 50 milligram once a day along with low salt diet. The next line, patient has a history of diabetes and she is on metformin, 500 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low carb diet. Also, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on simvastatin, 5 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, social history patient lives with her son. And she currently is not working. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette, drank alcohol, no one shared the message like this. Period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has a normal heart without any correction. Heart examination has normal first and second son without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear, mild artery without any wheezing. The next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness. The next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient is Harchan, Harchan Singh, date of birth is 07-10-1948. Period. Examination date is 07-03-2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint. Colon patient came today with chief complaint of severe low back pain and radiating to the lower extremities. Period. Both ankle pain, comma, recent laboratory test showing chronic kidney disease. Period. Next line, subjective colon. Patient say that he has significant pain in the back and radiation to the lower extremities. Here the pain level is more than 8. And also, he has pain in the legs. And would see it upon minimal exertion. And it is relieved after resting. Period. Patient has undergone extensive evaluation of the varicose veins and arterial occlusive disease evaluation and also seen by an international radiologist. Patient does not have any significant venous or arterial disease. Period. The patient had MRI of the lumbar spine and showed a severe spinal stenosis. And patient was scheduled to see spine specialist. He has an appointment next 3 weeks. He's the next line. Patient has a recent laboratory test and his creatinine has increased. And he has the worsening of chronic kidney disease. Period. Next line patient was recently also seen by a cardiologist and had extensive workup done and still some tests are pending. But patient does not have a chest pain at this time. Or shortness of breath. Period. Next line. Video system colon patient denied. Indigenous comma headache comma. Chest pain comma short of breath comma. Nausea comma vomiting comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling comma. Tremors comma. Vocal weakness of the upper lower extremity. Or snoring. Period. Next line. Past medical history. Patient has a history of lupus and he's on azithromycin 50 mg tablet, 2 tablets twice a day. Comma. PILOSTAZOL 50 mg tablet once a day by a specialist. Here, next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he is on ZTR 10 mg tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Here, next time, patient has a history of correction. Patient is also on folic acid 1 mg once a day. Here, next time, patient has a history of numbness and tingling and he is on gabapentin 300 mg tablet, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. Here, next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and he is on amphetamine 60 mg slow release tablet once a day. Here, next patient has a history of gastritis and is on omeprazole 40 mg once a day along with a bland diet. Here, next line. Patient is on prednisone 5 mg tablet once a day as per the specialist and also betamethasone powder 1 tablespoon for constipation. Here, next line. Social history patient, retired and lives with his wife. He never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no syphilis is drug use. His activities at home on day is reduced due to back pain. See the next line. Objective colon. Neck is troubled without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. See the next line. Heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. And bowel sounds are active. The next line, extremities, there's no calf tenderness or pedal edema. Peripheral pulses are palpable. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate. However, gait is slow and pain upon exertion or walking. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine and lumbar flexion is painful at 90 degrees. I had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan and all these questions are answered to satisfaction, verbalized, full understanding, period. Next patient, John, J-O-H-N, last time, C-O-N-E-S-C-H-I-A-V-O-N-E, date of birth is 03-23-1961, your examination date is 07-03-2025, your next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today for and physical exam and also complaining of high fasting glucose, comma, low back pain, comma, right hip pain, and pain in both legs, period, next line. Subject to colon patients say that it's similar to doses ranging from 150 to 180 milligrams per day. And he's monitoring his food intake. Also, patient has gained some weight. Here, next line. Patient also complains of low back pain. And the pain level is 6 or 7 upon exertion, and it is relieved after resting. There is no relation of pain to the lower extremities. Here, next line. Patient has a right hip pain. Started 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it is persistent and worse upon exertion. Patient denied falling down. Your next line. Patient also complained of both leg pain, and it is again worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 5 or 6, and it is relieved after resting. Next line, debut on system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Comma. No way, period. Next slide. That's the history. It's significant for Zika. 10 milligram tablet once a day. Comma. Colate 100 milligram once a day for constipation, period. Next line. Patient has diabetic neuropathy and he's on gabapentin 300 milligrams in the evening. Here, next line, patient has diabetes mellitus and he's on glipizide 10 milligram tablet once a day. Here, next line, patient has history of heart disease and is on azathioprine mononitrate 30 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with metoprolol 50 milligram tablet once a day, and low salt diet. Good. Next slide. Patient is correction patient, doesn't want to take any injectables. Here, next line. Recent past history. Patient is on hemodialysis twice a week. Here, next line. Allergies are none. Here, next line. The correction allergies is to Bengay. Here, next line. The preventive care. Patient is up to date. Here, next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife. He has 4 children. Patients are retired now and are on disability, period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of related drug use. And his exercise is very limited, period. Next line. Objective colon. HGNT examination is unremarkable. The next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any reason. Your next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness, and bowel sounds are active. There is no argonomegaly. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination. The patient has prominent veins in both lower extremities. And pulses are not palpable. motion does not have any ischemic changes on the toe sphere. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination. The tenderness of the soft tissue of the lumbar spine and lumbar forward flexion is painful. Also, the tenderness of the right hip joint. Period patient is able to ambulate with slow gait. Next slide. And a long discussion with patient regarding treating plan, and all these questions are answered to satisfaction of verbal as well understanding. Period. End of dictation.